If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We take joy in greeting you today again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to voice the gospel over this radio station again today. All across the city of Fort Worth and across the Metroplex and around the surrounding areas where this station reaches, we want to give you an invitation today to come to Worth Baptist Church. This is one of the most important days of our Sunday school calendar year. Today, October 27, is Roundup Day, and we are climaxing the greatest period of growth in the Golden Victory Enlargement Program in the history of our church. During these days, God has been so wonderful to us. He has blessed in saving lost souls, in adding to the Sunday school rolls, in adding to the church membership, in giving us increased offerings, in enabling us to send more people with more money around the world in our mission program than ever before. So these are really and truly days of rejoicing here at Worth Baptist Church. We'd like for you to be a part of it today. Our Sunday school goal is 650 on this Roundup Sunday. If you're not attending Sunday school somewhere else, we cordially invite you to come and visit the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church on Victory Sunday today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age, and for every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Word of God. Today we finish our studies in the book of Exodus, chapter 40. Next Sunday, 1 week from today, we begin a new series of lessons in the Gospel according to John. Our lesson next Sunday will be John chapter 1, the deity of Christ. So if you're looking for a Sunday school that's teaching the Word of God, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist. And then I would say to you, we would be happy to have you share with us in our Sunday morning worship service, which begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Providing our special Victory Day music today will be the Ambassadors from the Arlington Baptist College under the direction of Mr. Paul Wagner. I believe you'll enjoy all of the services, the special music, the messages from God's Word, and the fellowship with God's people today on Victory Day here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have recently purchased 14 acres near the Loop 820 and Campus Drive, and adjoining the Fort Worth State School property. We are looking forward to moving in that direction. We covet your prayers for us as we plan for that move. In the meantime, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come. Why don't you call a neighbor, a friend? Let them know that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. And let them know that this is a very special day. Invite someone to come with you to share the good things of the Lord as we study the Word of God in the Sunday school hour at 10 and worship in the services of worship at 11 this morning and 7 this evening at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. If you'd be interested in knowing how you can secure the cassette tapes of all the messages on Worth Baptist Hour, you may find out by writing this week. Address your correspondence to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. And we want you to pray for us as the radio ministry continues and has now entered into its sixth year. During these years, God has blessed. We have people attending our church who are coming because of the radio ministry. And souls have been saved, and hearts have been transformed, and lives have been made over as a result of the gospel that's been preached on this radio program. So we invite you to pray for it, and pray for all the work, and come and visit with us today on Victory Day here at Worth Baptist Church. May the Lord bless you as you make your plans to share with us in these wonderful services today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Silent Witnesses. I shall read from Psalm 84, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for this splendid opportunity that we have to tell out the good news of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus. We thank Thee that Thou hast provided an opportunity by the means of radio to voice the truth. It would be our prayer today that as this radio broadcast fills the air, that many hearts would be blessed and precious souls would come to know Christ. Through the message, we pray that Thou wouldst remind us that all things are well with Thee, and that Thou art ruling in the universe today, where there are sicknesses and problems and difficulties, where there are heartaches and trials and burdens. It would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct the message to these hearts, and may every listening soul be satisfied today in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the 84th Psalm, at verse 1, we read, How amiable are Thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even Thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in Thy house. They will be still praising Thee. Today there are many voices for the gospel. Audibly, loudly, and clearly they speak forth. But at the same time, there are silent witnesses to the truth of the gospel. And that's what I want to talk to you about in these moments. Silent witnesses. The first silent witness would be the church's steeple. Positioned on the top of the building, it is exposed to all the elements of nature. And yet, day and night, it is a silent witness to the saving power of God and the marvelous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thousands of people who will never go in anybody's church will see the steeples of the churches across the city and around the nation and all over the world. And they are reminded when they see this that God is still on His throne. He will take care of His own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on His throne. As the steeple points to the sky and men pass by and observe it, they know again that the forces of Christianity and the philosophy of Christ and the truth of the gospel is still abounding in the world today. The steeple brings to mind the words of Jesus, who said, Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Yes, the steeple is a silent witness to the saving grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. And then I think about the door of the church as being a silent witness. The door represents the invitation given by Jesus, who said, Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It reminds us that Jesus said in John chapter 10 at verse 9, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. Let me remind you that the only door to salvation is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The door, then, a silent witness, is the symbol of the grace of God who has made a way of salvation for all men. The door should always be open to those whose purpose it is to come in and find God. So when you pass by the church today, my friend, remember the door is saying to you, come in. This is God's house. These are God's people, and you can find rest in this place. Then there's another silent witness, the sanctuary itself. The sanctuary is designed to turn men's minds toward Christ. One of the first things that we see when we come into the sanctuary is the cross that decorates the baptistry. The sanctuary reminds us that the Lord is in His holy temple, and let all the earth keep silence before Him. This is the place where we meet with the presence of God. You see, God has ordained the church as the meeting place of His people in this age and in this hour. As Moses recognized that he was standing on holy ground before the burning bush because God was in the bush, even so we must recognize in the sanctuary of the Lord, we too are on holy ground, and we learn to reverence the house of God because this is the place where God meets with His people. It reminds me of that verse of Scripture where the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My friend, God's house is open to you today, and the sanctuary represents a place of refuge, a place of safety, a place of comfort, a place of inspiration, a place of salvation where the gospel of redeeming grace is proclaimed. Then there's another silent witness. The lights within the church say something to us. They say to us that there is a greater light. You will recall that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. If any man follow me, he will not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. Now, my friend, there is another light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. But at the same time, you as a born-again believer are a light. For Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So the lights remind us that Jesus Christ is shining and our lives reflect His light into the dark corners of the world. Another silent witness within the church are the pews. The pews remind us of the promise we made God when we were saved, the promise we made Him when we joined the church, that we would attend the house of God. The pews suggest the fellowship and the unity that believers share in the Lord Jesus. Empty pews are a disgrace to a church. They shame any membership, and empty pews are a poor advertisement for the gospel. You will recall the words of Jesus who said, go out into the lanes and into the streets, into the highways and into the hedges, and bring them in, compel them to come in, that my house might be filled. Yes, the pew is saying something to you today. The pew is saying, come in, sit down, be relaxed, enjoy the fellowship with God's people and the preaching of the gospel of redeeming grace. Then the offering plates are a silent witness for us today. They remind us that we have a privilege of sharing in the gospel program that reaches around the world. Reminds us of the verse of Scripture that tells us the tithe is the Lord's, and that verse that admonishes us to bring all the tithe into the storehouse. The offering plates remind us that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. They say to us, we cannot outgive God. The plates remind us that everything we have comes from God. And they say to us, And I want to say this to you today. If you want to receive the blessings of God, you must get in on God's cycle of giving and getting. In Luke 6:38, Jesus admonishes us, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." My friend, if you want the blessings of God in your life, if you're expecting God to bless you as a born-again believer, you must get in on God's cycle of giving. You give, and God will give to you. I read the story about a very generous farmer who was always giving into the church. And his neighbors, who were also farmers, did not understand, because he gave more than they did, and yet he always had more than they did. And so they asked him on one occasion, "How is it that you give so much, and yet you have so much more than we have?" And the farmer answered and said, "Why, that's very simple. I shovel out, and God shovels in, and God has a bigger shovel." And friend, that is true. You cannot outgive God. The offering plate says to you, this is your opportunity to give, to share the gospel around the world. Yes, that is a silent witness to you. And then the choir, the organ, and the piano are witnesses. They say to us that music is important in worship, and that we are thrilled by the music that comes forth from the choir and from the instruments, reminding us that there is joy in serving the Lord. Then I think we should call on the communion table to speak as a silent witness today. For there the bread and the fruit of the vine remind us that one day our Lord Jesus Christ was led away to Calvary's cross, and there they broke and battered and bruised his body. There they shed his blood. There he died for our sins. And so the bread becomes a symbol of the broken body of Christ, and the fruit of the vine on the table reminds us of his blood and symbolizes the blood that was shed for us. So the communion table speaks as loudly as any silent witness, holding forth the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus and reminding us that one day we shall be forever with the Lord and around the marriage table of the Lamb. There at the marriage supper of the Lamb, we shall eat anew in the kingdom of God with him. The pulpit is a silent witness, just the desk standing there, because it reminds us that from behind it and as a part of it, there comes forth a wonderful message of the gospel, a message of comfort to those who are in sorrow, a message of hope to those who are hopeless, a message of cheer to those who are despondent, a message of life to those who are dead in trespasses and sins, and a message of light to those who are in darkness. So the pulpit, standing there as it does, silently witnesses to the gospel of redeeming grace. Then I think about the aisles. The aisles say something to us. They tell us that God has opened a way that men might come and meet him. And many a person has walked down an aisle to give his or her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. They've discovered that God is there to meet them. So the aisles silently witness to what God has done in making a way of eternal salvation and eternal life for all men. And then the ceiling itself says something to us. It reminds us that God is covering us. It reminds us of that verse of Scripture in Psalm 91:4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou rest. The psalmist said, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me." So even the ceiling witnesses to the sheltering power of God over his own. You know, I'm glad today that God is watching out over his own. God cares for us. God loves us, and God is taking care of all of our needs. And so the silent witness of the ceiling reminds us that we don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to fret. God is covering us in the hour of storm. And then the baptistry is a silent witness, because The baptistry says that men and women are identified with Christ in baptism. It points back to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It signifies that the believer has undergone a death to sin, a burial to the old way of life, and a resurrection to walk in a new way of life in Christ Jesus. And it continues to point to that grand and glorious day when our Lord Jesus shall return, and the dead in Christ, those who have been buried in the faith, shall come forth to meet Him. Oh, what a wonderful witness the baptistry is, speaking these great truths of the gospel silently all the time. And then the altar is a silent witness. Around the altar that stretches from here to eternity, many, many people have had their burdens lifted. They've met with the presence of God around the altar. They found forgiveness. The altar says, come and find forgiveness. The altar says, come and kneel. The altar says, come and have your burdens lifted. The altar says, come and find strength, and come and find comfort, and come and find the answer to all of your needs, because God has designed a place and God has designed a way in which men can find the answer and the solution to their many problems. You know, my friend, I believe you can pray there at home. I know you can. You can pray wherever you are. But somehow it seems that we get a bit closer to God when we come to the altar to pray. Let me admonish you today to listen to these silent witnesses. They are saying something to you. God wants to help you. Jesus Christ wants to save you today. And the silent witnesses are saying to you, God loves you. As we leave the broadcast today, may I remind you again that today is Victory Day, as we have our roundup and end our Golden Enlargement Victory Program. Let me give you this personal and cordial invitation to come and visit our Sunday School at 10 o'clock today, our morning worship at 11, and our evening worship at 7. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.